Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Anyone counting out the New England Patriots after two straight losses might want to reconsider this morning. The Patriots routed the previously undefeated Miami Dolphins in Foxborough yesterday, 38-7. After the victory, Pats quarterback Tom Brady said the Pats need to keep the momentum going.
We haven't played well the last 2 weeks, and you know we talked a lot about the things we need to do better, and we need to carry them over from week to week. So this game's great, but you know you got to turn the page once you learn from it, and you know you get focused on the next game.
Joining us this morning for a recap of yesterday's win, as he is most Mondays, is ESPN.com's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. Everything is right again in New England.
See, it was almost like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. We've had the evil Mr. Hyde for a couple of weeks, and yesterday we got the smart Dr. Jekyll. Pats really turned it around. They were struggling on offense and defense last week, but shined on both sides of the ball yesterday. Why was that?
Well, they did, and one of the players, Devin McCourty, told the story after the game that Tom Brady was in the locker room and said, it feels great to be 2-2. And you'd never think the Patriots would want to be 2-2, but after they played so poorly the last 2 weeks, just to get back to that sort of level ground, they felt really good about. And I would say, if you want to highlight one thing, they started faster, so they were able to play the game more on their terms.
All right, let's talk about the defense right now. They allowed just one touchdown very late in the game. They didn't allow the Dolphins within 45 yards of the end zone until the fourth quarter. How'd they do that?
Well, one of the big things that they did was they played better on early down. So they stopped the run. They got back to fundamentals. And when Miami had to get a first down, they had a long way to go, Bob. I mean, their first eight plays, I think they needed 8 yards or more to get a first down. And when you put a team in that situation, it really allows you to dictate the terms of the play, and they were able to pressure them and really overmatch them in the game.
Defensive standout for the Pats?
Well, there were a few, but I would say Kyle Van Noy, a linebacker, and there was one play in the second quarter that really sort of reflected that, and it was a bad snap by the Miami Dolphins, and the ball was on the ground, and the Miami Dolphins quarterback really looked like he had the ball, and Kyle Van Noy just never relented. He came right in, jumped on him, and really took the ball away from him, Bob, and that was reflective to me of the game. The Patriots just wanted it a little bit more.
All right, back to offense. The Pats made plays both throwing the ball and running the ball. Tell us about the improved running game and the performance of their rookie running back, Sony Michel.
Sony Michel finished with 112 yards on 25 carries with one touchdown, and really the story here is that you can't produce like that if you don't have good blocking up front. It's not just the running back, it's those big offensive linemen, and they got back to playing the way they know they can play. They blocked a lot better, so he was a standout with 33 offensive snaps, and then you had the old standby, James White, who had two touchdowns, one rushing, one passing at running back as well, and you know, he played 40 snaps, and he's one of their best players as well.
All right, Tom Brady passed for 274 yards, but still struggled some on the receiving with receivers.
He did. He's still looking to get comfortable. You know, it doesn't seem like it's the Tom Brady, you know, from start to finish that we're used to seeing, but it certainly was good enough. He finished 23 of 35 for 274 yards with three touchdowns and two interceptions. And one of the big storylines was him getting comfortable with a new target, Josh Gordon, who played 18 snaps, and he's going to really help the Patriots.
He looked okay yesterday?
He really did. He gave him a lot of energy. He had two catches for 32 yards, and he just gave him another option. You know, that's one thing that has stood out through the first three games of the season prior to this one. They just seem limited. They need more options to throw to on offense, and he sits right next to Tom Brady in the locker room, and he said after the game that he really appreciates the support and love that Brady has given him as he tries to get his career and really his life back on track.
Because there certainly were questions about whether he'd fit in and perform as he before he arrived. Tight end Rob Gronkowski, quick on this if you would, left with an ankle injury. Is it serious?
Well, we don't know. The concern would be that he wasn't on the sideline for the second half when he went out of the game, and he wasn't in the locker room after the game, Bob, for anyone to lay eyes on him or talk to him to ask him about that. So something we have to watch very closely here.
All right, Pats don't get much time at all to prepare for the next game. They play Thursday night against the Indianapolis Colts. This is going to be a challenge?
It will be a challenge, because whenever you have to turn around on a short week, that's not really the way It's meant to be for players in the physical game, but the Patriots know how to do it when they won't have a physical practice leading up to the game. It'll be a lot of mental work.
And the Colts are doing the same thing because they played yesterday, too.
And they have to come here. It's a road game for them, so almost a disadvantage for them.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis for us here on Morning Edition. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.